This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I totally get that I shouldn't have to do this, but I am pleased to be able to report nonetheless that the NASDAQ was glitch-free as we head into the weekend. Price quotes were where they were supposed to be, no three-hour siestas where they weren't supposed to be. But as regulators and the people who run the NASDAQ try to figure out what exactly happened, I'm going to go way out on a limb here and ask what I know y'all are thinking. They didn't have a plan B? Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishour.
Michael Goldstein chairs the finance department at Babson College, and he has a question that a lot of people are asking right now.
Why didn't NASDAQ have a backup?
Well, in many cases it does. There are 13 stock exchanges in the U.S. If one goes down, investors can go through the others, but only if they know the stock prices. And what failed yesterday is the system that tells everyone the NASDAQ stock prices.
It's kind of ridiculous. It's a Rube Goldberg machine. Here we call it a fragmented maze of destinations.
Joe Saluzzi is with Themis Trading. He says the complexity of the system makes it vulnerable, and he says there wasn't a backup.
As far as we know, that does not exist.
NASDAQ CEO said today he agrees that U.S. markets should have a system that backs up stock quotes for all exchanges. Eric Hunsader with data company Nanex says exchanges haven't had the incentive to focus on backup systems for price sharing programs because the biggest traders, they don't need them. They're so big, they have their own.
Exchanges cater to the high-frequency traders.
High-frequency traders, those are the big guys, are their most lucrative clients. NASDAQ did not respond to requests for comment. Charles Jones teaches finance at Columbia. He says the question remains, why was there a single point of failure?
This is a choke point. So you would think that the choke point should have all the redundancy in the world.
But he says no matter how much stock exchanges invest,
I don't think we'll ever get to 100% reliability.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.